Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, May 2nd, 2021, the fifth Sunday of Easter. My name is Father John Jasica. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them bears much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." This is the Gospel of the Lord. So we continue in our Easter journey, celebrating the resurrection, but also responding to this transformation that happens to us with the resurrection. During the season of Lent, I had been preaching a message series called Come Back to Me, in this whole sense of Jesus, the ultimate eternal covenant, the ultimate expression of the Father's love, sends his only Son to bring us back to him. And Lent was all about coming back to the Father. And when we come back to him, just like the prodigal son who returns to the Father is transformed by that love, by that reconciliation, by that strengthening and grace, then his life is transformed and our lives are transformed when we come back to the Father. And Easter is a chance for us to respond to that conversion, to that healing, to that grace, to that renewal by actions of love, by being, as we heard at the end of this gospel, to become Jesus's disciples. And for that to happen for us is that we need to abide in him. He uses a beautiful image in the gospel today about the vine grower, and the branches. You know, we're the branches. And of course, at the end of the branches, there's fruit. But the branches have to be connected to the vine. You know, that's where they get sustenance. That's how they grow. You know, a branch disconnected from the tree, cut off from the tree, withers and it fades. For us to be disciples, for us to be messengers of the good news, for us to be strong in our faith and Christ for one another in this world today, we have to abide in the Lord and he abide in us, because he is the source of all goodness, of all strength. He gives us counsel and wisdom and understanding and courage to be the people we're called to be people who are courageous, who are willing to lay down our lives, you know, for the sake of the good news. We're all called to do that in various ways, sacrificing for the poor, our family, our friends, those who don't have a voice, all different ways in our own perspectives, in our own realities in the world. We're all, if we're going to be, if we dare to say, successful disciples, I think if we're going to be bearers of light, and I think to have a very strong light, we need to abide in the Lord. How do we do that? Well, we have to have a strong prayer life. We have to talk to God every day. And most importantly, in our prayer, listen to him. Secondly, we have to have a strong sacramental life and the gift of our Catholic faith, the gift of the Eucharist, the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation. Two powerful ways in which the Lord abides in us. And through the gift of reconciliation, sometimes we can get pruned with humility. And we get pruned, and trees get pruned so that there may be further growth. And the sacrament of reconciliation, in our very humble realities of our weakness and our sins, we come before the Lord begging in supplication for forgiveness, and he always gives us that. And so we need a strong spiritual life to abide in the Lord and he in us. And then finally, we have to act. We have to be agents of change. We have to be influencers. We have to kind of be the pivot points for people's lives to change in our service, in our sacrifice, in our outreach. You know, we don't have to, you know, think big to make change in this world. In fact, most of the changes, the graces, the blessings, helping make a difference in the world are those small acts of kindness, of generosity, of compassion, of mercy, of sacrifice that become tipping points for others to do the same. And so if we have a strong spiritual life, we will then also need to have a strong, you know, active life. We're not spectators. We, you know, during the Easter season, we're not just celebrating the resurrection, how good it is for me. But it is a time for us to celebrate how good it is for us, but then to also share that it is good for others, that Jesus died and rose again so we may have a different life, a better life, a real life. But we have to be messengers. We have to be kind of bright lights. And the only way to maintain that brightness is to feed it energy. And that energy comes through Christ, in particular, as we celebrate Easter, the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. And do we activate, do we acknowledge, do we access this gift of the resurrection, the Holy Spirit, to help us be messengers of the good news? Because I truly believe if we abide in the Lord and He in us in a very strong sense, that, you know, we don't have to ask the Lord for anything else. You know, Jesus says at the end of this gospel, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. You know, I think if we have Christ in us and we're messengers of hope, the things that we do ask for, you know, are for the help and grace to do everything we can to make this world a better place. We're not going to ask for, winning the lottery and $1 million. We don't need any of that when we have Christ. But we do ask for peace in the world. We do ask for us to be courageous and being instruments of grace and of love. And we will never ask for anything for ourselves. Because when we have Christ, we need nothing else. When we are fulfilling His will and proclaiming the good news, again, in the various ways we do it each day in our lives, we don't need anything else. So as we continue in this Easter journey, responding to God's gracious love that transforms our lives, we do it in words, but most particularly, we do it in deeds. But for us to, in order to do that, in order to grow, in order to bear much fruit, we have to know Christ, we have to love Christ, and we have to have Him in our hearts. We have to be attentive to that in our daily spiritual prayers, but we also have to do that in action. And to do that to the fullest, we have to be courageous, we have to be willing to risk. Being a proclaimer of the good news too, there's consequences to that. There's challenges to that. And yet the Lord sustains us. The Lord strengthens us. The Lord loves us. Let us be those faithful and loving disciples, just like the apostles after the resurrection. So filled with joy, so filled with light, so filled with courage, knowing that Christ was with them. They're willing to lay down their lives for the good news. May we do that to the best of our abilities each day, and not alone, supporting one another, encouraging one another, inspiring each other. God bless you, and see you this weekend.